T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, have you been disappointed in Joe Girardi so far? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. I got John over here telling me Joe Girardi's Gabe Kapler. That's not good. Life advice in about 10 minutes. Get a final call here in for a life advice scenario you want to throw our way, and I'll try to help steer you some good advice coming up in about 10 minutes. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways to get involved. I have a question for John and James, and I'm curious if you guys have noticed this and if I'm onto something here or not. When Didi comes to bat at home, the song Notorious is played.
Yes.
Is Notorious played because he is
Gregorious? Yes, 100%. That is.
That's what I figured. I just want to, John. Had you thought of that?
Yes.
Okay. So we're all on the same page. Do we know that is a confirmed thing, James?
I've never heard him say it, but I never thought anything else.
Okay.
Never thought anything.
It took me till the sixth game or fifth game yesterday to put that together. So they've all been home. Or technically two. I guess
it's funny because it's technically it counts as a Phillies home game, but they didn't bat second. But like in the official rules, it does count as a home game. The official rules of baseball say the home game is where the game is played no matter what.
Oh, interesting.
No matter who bats first, second, or whatever. So officially, like in the history books, it was a home game for the Phillies even though they batted first.
That's fascinating. 215-592-9494. Yes, John.
I've got an important question.
Yes, sir.
Are those bowls at the top of the fake Stanley Cup?
Yep.
Are we at risk of losing them? Like are they about to fall off?
No.
Because it felt relatively sturdy when I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they're in a different position than they were when I first saw the cup.
Yeah, they move around a little bit. That's the least sturdy part of it, but they're not going to fall off. Yeah, okay.
And they're just bowls.
No, that top part's a cylinder from like a childhood thing of toys. And I had a cylinder in there, and then I just build it out with tinfoil, basically.
Okay.
Just different amounts of tinfoil create different. layers out, basically. I mean, it's pretty much that simple.
All right.
Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. Hey, Paul.
Hey, what up, boys?
Hi, Paul.
So can you drink champagne out of that thing or what, Joe?
You could, because it's an actual bowl on the top. You absolutely
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. That's key.
Now, that
That's
wouldn't key. Be exactly, you know, one person, yes. Two, corona-wise, it gets a little dangerous.
Not very sanitary.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I agree with you, Joe, on one point, and then on the other, I'm kind of on the other side. Aaron Nola is fantastic. He can locate that fastball. He's got that curveball and that changeup that are two out pitches, and man, he looks great. But I don't know how you can kind of worry about Tommy Hunter's feelings or anything like that.
It's not just him. That's the other thing. If Joe Girardi comes out after the game last night and says, "I messed up," basically code for I should not have trusted that reliever. It's not just the reliever that hears it. It's 29 other players. That's not the best look for a manager, in my opinion, at this stage.
I guess I'd say two things. I mean, sometimes you have to manage your players, and sometimes they need a kick in the butt. Sometimes they need a pat on the back or something like
that. I get it.
There's a little too much kumbaya up in there right now, at least for me. And additionally, I mean, you have the baseball philosophy. I mean, you can't take it overly personal because, one, it's a professional sport, and if I don't do well at my job, I expect to hear about it.
Yeah.
And secondly, you know, there's the philosophy that you go with your closer there in that situation anyway, in the top of the last inning, whether it's the seventh or ninth or whatever, and you're the home team, because there's no lead to defend. You know what I mean? So you put your best arm out there, and the dude threw one pitch, you know? And, you know, I don't know. I guess that's what bothers me about Girardi, is that I thought that was a bad decision, and then what was really kind of unnerving to me was that he defended that garbage decision, you know? And
me too.
It's like, you know, I hate saying something, but it's like, you know, I'm disappointed with Joe to some degree so far in his management, and I hate saying something like this, but so far, like, his best thing has been, his best move has been, you know, dodging COVID, you know? I mean, I hate saying something so bluntly like that, but I mean, the protection of his players and stuff like that, when they could have been exposed, it was good. I mean, I guess you can credit his management and their personal management there, but all kidding aside, I mean, seriously, I can't look to anything that he's done better, and that really bothers me, you know? I mean, it just does. And
I would say, you know, Paul, I would say last night we saw a lot of evidence for hustle from this team that probably would not have been as consistent in previous years. Like, I think the Girardi message has gotten through in some respects, because we saw guys legging it out. We saw guys beating throws to first
base. Yeah, that was good last night.
It was not just one guy.
That happened at least three times. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's great. His message is getting across. But I felt like heading into the season, man, this guy can do no wrong. Like, he's saying all the right things. He really gets us as a city. And then, you know, the season started.
Yeah, but pro sports about pro players. I mean, that's the way I see it. Paul, what do you got? A great music video.
How about Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana?
Sure.
Amazing answer.
Yeah, it's a really good one, man. Appreciate the call.
Answer.
Let's talk to, let's go to another Paul. Paul Manchua. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling us, Paul.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to complain about sports finally.
Yes.
But, yeah, yesterday in regards to the Phillies, I mean, I don't blame – yeah, Girardi's made some questionable moves, but this bullpen has been atrocious for years. And they haven't – I mean, they made some good signings, but then they also signed Tommy Hunter. And I'm just – I'm done with Hunter.
He's not as bad as you think.
I'm ready for just a whole new wave of personnel. I like Morgan, but the rest of them can go. I'm done with the Pivetta experiment. I'm done with the Velasquez experiment. Like, I just need new faces. Like, for years now, we've been saying the same thing over and over and over. The bullpen just isn't good enough. And it's annoying. I mean, it's just really annoying, because you got great players out there, like in the prime, like Nola, and it's just going to be wasted. And I mean, once they get to the sixth inning, it all bets are off. And if they don't have a 5-run lead, I don't even trust that. Like, I mean, it's scary, and the season's too short right now. And, you know, it's almost like another season of if we don't, we don't. And it's a shame.
Well,
and
it is.
I mean,
it is.
I don't know what the answer is.
Look, their decision to not have Liriano on the team does feel, if we don't, we don't. And I hate that. Paul, a lot of what you said resonated with me. The Velasquez, the Pivetta, that whole thing is getting annoying. By the way, one of those guys is probably going to have to become the long man, the fifth inning, sixth inning guy in a normal 9-inning game, and hopefully can do it well, because that's an important role, especially given that no one else seems to be able to do it at all. Hunter, I think you got to back off on. I mean, I'll just say this. 2016, Tommy Hunter had an ERA of 3.18. 2017, ERA of 2.61. 2018, which was the last full season he pitched, he had an ERA of 3.80. Not great, but okay. And then last year, in his five appearances, he didn't give up a run. Obviously, he got hurt. That's not a bad pitcher.
I think the issue was not Tommy, like, you almost have to trust Tommy Hunter in that spot. The issue was giving him five batters. You could see immediately he didn't have it. Like, three batters, get him right out.
And
that was my issue with it.
That's a theme, though, with Girardi.
Manage the game?
Yes. When you see a guy, you can tell it's not going to work. I mean, this happened with, I forget now if it was Rosso or Guerra.
It's happened
Guerra.
A couple times.
Guerra, it was a Guerra. He left him in too long.
It happened last night with Austin Davis. Yeah. You know, he's loading the bases up, and you're just telling yourself, man, he's going to let them back
well,
into
Austin
this.
Davis.
You knew it immediately with Tommy yesterday.
Austin Davis.
Right.
You got to get
him out.
You
could just see it. He didn't have it.
All right, Paul, give me
Tommy Hunter's out there throwing 91-mile-per-hour fastballs right down the middle.
Yep.
Like, you get him out of the game.
Paul, a great music video. What do you have?
I have to go with MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This.
All right, man. A lot of classics here today, no doubt about it. 215-592-9494. Let's do what we do every single Thursday at this time. We'll spin a little advice someone's way with life advice with the Hammer. And yet, they keep asking. If that says something about me, what does it say about them? James Seltzer, I'm here to answer someone's question. Who asked someone who apparently his life is a waste of time.
Well, I'm actually expecting a lot from you today because this feels like a question that should be up your alley.
Can I just say something? I've been on fire lately with life advice with the Hammer.
I'm not going to dispute that.
Thank you, sir.
You've done a very good job.
Thank you.
So let's keep it going. Here we go. It's from the text line.
Yep.
Joe,
yep.
You've always come off as someone who likes to prepare for things. We've heard you talk a lot about the way you prep for a show and all that. I am someone who struggles with organization and planning things out. Do you have any tips for people like me that could help me be better prepared and organized both in my job and in my everyday life?
Two words. It'll actually be more than two words. My first two words, grow up. That's how I got there. All right, no, I'm playing around.
And the streak right. of good answers ends here.
I'm playing around. How to get more organized? It's an interesting question.
It is something you're good at. Like,
thanks.
You are.
I would just say... I guess it's got to start with the recognition that it matters, which it sounds like this asker knows, but hasn't been able to sort of take that and then make it a point of emphasis. I would say start with really understanding that it matters. Like, don't just kind of like, oh, I know it matters. You know, it's like Ben Simmons with threes. Oh, I know it matters. No, it actually really matters. So understand that as a starting point. From there, I would say you've got to make a concerted effort to try to do things differently. If you recognize that what's happening isn't working, you know, per se, not that everything's a disaster, but that you could, you know, be better, be more efficient, well, then take action steps to do that. I don't know what that exactly is for you. It may be that you're staying up too late. It may be that you're not eating right. It may be that you waste time. A lot of people waste time. A lot of people are inefficient in certain ways in life, and you got to kind of rein yourself in, whether that's watching too much TV at time. You know, maybe you need I have a legal pad. James knows this. I have a legal pad. Every day I know exactly what I have to do that day.
It's like a beautiful mind legal pad.
It's intense. Every single day I can tell you everything I've got going. And so that level of organization I have found helps me because few things slip through the cracks. Doesn't mean I'm going to be great at everything. Certainly not. But hopefully I won't miss a deadline. Hopefully I won't forget to you know, I'll get text messages sometimes from people during our show, and it's hard to respond right away. I'll see it. I open it. I'm like, oh, boy, okay. So I'll write down the name so I know after the show to go back and respond to that person. So I would say, you know, you might need to take some notes just to keep yourself aligned. Again, I can't answer everything for your life and exactly what your situation is, but I would say recognize that it matters. And then have action steps to try to be more efficient if that's something you want to do and feel you need to do. That's my answer.
Thoughts, Richie?
Not my area of expertise.
Me neither.
But, it sounds pretty good, Joe. I think taking notes, leaving notes, you know, for me personally, like post-it notes are a big part of what I do, leaving notes around for myself, notes on the phone. Organizing, I think just having a routine helps too.
There you go. Very nice. And with that, we shut down Life Advice with the Hammer. And I'll pat myself on the back because I think I remain on fire. Let's go to the phones.
That was right up your alley.
Yeah, that was as Joe a question as we could ask.
Yeah. Honestly, initially, I didn't know how I was going to answer it. Let's talk to Dennis in Mount Laurel. What's up, Dennis?
Hammer, how the hell are you doing today?
I'm doing well, better than the 10 o'clock hour. I've gotten an hour and a half of my frustration out about the Phils, but to be clear, I'm still aggravated.
Richie Rich.
Dennis.
You had great wisdom this morning with your analysis of Joe Girardi and the 10 extra pitches that Nola could have thrown in the seventh inning. He could never have taken him out.
What gives?
That was like Gabe doing it 2 years ago, taking him out in the first game.
I agree.
If you can't trust him to throw 10 more pitches, okay, he had 88 pitches. You put him in there in the seventh inning, and he pitches a maximum of 12. He doesn't go over 100. He gets one, two, or probably three outs, and then you give yourself a chance to win the game. Mm-hmm. The bullpen stinks. I mean, this is pathetic. They're not going to win 30 games.
But, Dennis, don't you think John goes too far when he says, and this is something he said earlier, Joe Girardi is Gabe Kapler? Isn't it too soon, and isn't that too far for right now?
Well,
obviously, he's not Gabe Kapler.
You know what I mean. I know literally.
Apparently, you don't know what I mean.
No, I do know what you mean.
This harkens back to everything we hated about Gabe. We were told that Joe straddles that fence between analytics and gut, and he does it better than anyone else in baseball. Well, no, he doesn't. This is just like what we saw before.
He's not Gabe Kapler, but a couple of his actions have been Gabe-like. So, yes.
Yeah,
remember, it's too soon to say he's Gabe, but boy, he's certainly trending in that direction.
Hmm.
And then the news conference was a bunch of excuses.
Yep. Really bothered me.
Yeah, and you know what? In the first game, they were within a few yards. That Yankee player hit a home run ball down the line. It missed being a home run by like 10 feet.
Yep.
It would have been 11 to 10.
It was a stunning almost collapse. I mean, it really was.
It was stunning, and it was with their bullpen. If they don't do something, I don't know what
It's simple. They got to make a trade. Here's the other thing, Dennis. Here's the other thing they got to do though. They got to quickly identify if Spencer Howard's coming up, as most of us expect that he is. Which guy gets bumped out, and where is that guy going to pitch? Is it Velasquez? Is it Pivetta? Are they a seventh inning pitcher, or are they a fifth inning pitcher? Like, I need that role's got to get identified, because that guy matters so he can be in the game instead of, you know, the Rosses and the whoever the heck else we saw earlier this year in those fifth and sixth inning spots.
Yep. We're in for a long haul, and I'll tell you what, the Sixers don't look much better, and if Den is down, you can kiss them goodbye too.
Yeah, that would really hurt. Listen, Joel Embiid's playing ball, man. I mean, we
he
talked.
Showed up.
Dude, we talked a lot. For 4 months, most people
100%.
Thought Joel Embiid was going to come back in bad shape. He has come back looking like a top five player.
Looking as good as
NBA.
We've ever seen him.
As good as we've ever seen.
Yeah, no question.
And by the way, he's also creating tremendous separation between himself and Ben Simmons. Like that, hey, if you had to trade one, who would you trade? Who's got a, like, there is literally no debate who is a far superior player between Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons right now.
Oh, it's JoJo for sure.
It's not even close. Dennis, a great music video. What do you got?
Well, one of mine has been taken, so I'm going to go with this one in Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine from the mid-90s. They depicted a trip to the moon with opera-like heavy orchestra by the Smashing Pumpkins, Tonight.
All right, man. You guys, you don't hear about the Smashing Pumpkins much anymore.
You don't.
It's
a good point.
What's that guy's name?
Billy Corgan.
Corrigan, right? Or Corrigan?
Corrigan.
Very, very good band, no doubt about it. 215-592-9494. You know what? Something I encountered recently surprised me. I was, bouncing around Twitter the other day. I guess someone retweeted or saw. I don't know quite how I came across it. Barry Bonds on Twitter. Shocking to me.
Barry Bonds is on Twitter?
59,000 followers, that's it.
Well, I don't think he tweets much, does he?
Well, I guess not. But, I mean, wouldn't you expect Barry Bonds to have more than 59,000 Twitter
accounts?
Yeah,
I would. So he does not tweet. I'm looking. He tweets like once a month, if that.
I know that matters, but it's still, I found it fairly shocking.
I agree. You would think just being Barry Bonds would get you over 100,000.
I mean, it's the best living ball player. And I mean, I know he kind of just missed it. Like, Twitter came out right after his career pretty much ended. But it's like, I bet you a guy like we could look it up. Alex Rodriguez probably has over a million, I'm guessing. He's also, dating J-Lo and all that, or married to her, or dating, whatever the heck they are.
1.2 million.
Yeah, like, isn't that amazing? A-Rod's got 1.2 million. Barry Bonds is 59,000. Just thought that was kind of odd. Hey, coming up at noon today, Howard asking a man how many Twitter followers he has. We don't know. Frankly, we don't care. But we do care about his opinion. There's a lot to talk to him about, including Girardi out of the gate. We'll talk to Howard at noon, rock the calls all day. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
What a week for sports betting. Make sure you're with the home team for sports betting. Bet with my sports book of choice, the home team at Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Here are the odds and some ideas of what to bet on today. Hockey, Philadelphia actually opened as the underdog, plus 135 against Washington, and they've been bet all the way down to plus 102 on the money line. Pro basketball, you've got Miami versus Milwaukee at 4 today. Milwaukee's an 8.5-point favorite. But Miami's won 2 of 3 since the restart, crushing Denver, beating Boston. Their only loss was by 4 points to Toronto. Miami has covered 8 of its last 11 against Milwaukee. Download the Parx Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or go to parxcasino.com/PA. That's P-A-R-X casino.com/PA. Use the promo code J-R-W-I-P to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.